Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Curry one-on-one. He loses the ball. Deflected away. Picked up by Moody. Back to Curry. Pump fake. Fly by. Three ball on the way. Number 4,000 for Stephen Curry. The undisputed author of the three-point record book has added another chapter to his tome. Zach LaVine takes a three and hits it right back. It's 72-66. And Post will bring it up. Listen to the crowd roar from Mr. 4,000, Stephen Curry. Now, number 30 has completed his TV duties. He's put on the headset downstairs. He's got the ball. So, Mr. 4,000, how do you feel?
I feel great. I mean, obviously, to get in the win, it was special the way that we played. Sacramento was playing a weird defense all game. I didn't get many attempts up, but thankfully I got the two that I needed to get to this first 4,000 milestone. 2974 felt like an eternity ago. And when I got that record, everybody's talking about, 3,000, 4,000 didn't even seem realistic at all, but to be here is pretty cool.
We're going to hang around. Tom and I are going to hang around long enough for 5,000, okay? That's all right.
Don't put that pressure on me, Tim.
I'm not going to put the pressure on you, Steph, but I put a sizable wager on it. So please stick around.
That's a little pressure in itself. Before we get to the game, just a final thing. It's going to be really cool for you, I think, in 20 years to, sit back someday and, and just kind of look around your trophy case and think about what you accomplished in this career. It's got to be really cool for you.
It is. I think there's a weird balance right now of celebrating all of these longevity, milestones, accomplishments, and all that, but still maintaining the energy and, belief that we can win another championship. And not even that, just be in contention, be in a conversation, and finish this year strong. So I've been doing it for a very long time, and I'm very grateful of every teammate I got to play for and with, the coaches, everybody who's helped me get to this place. And that's what life kind of allows you to do with this milestone is celebrate that and have gratitude, but keep pushing.
What drives you more right now to get up and get all the work and all the treatment you have to get yourself ready to play? The chase for another championship, or just the love of the game?
The love of the game, and that's first and foremost, because kind of like I just said, you have to be in love with the process of, earning the right to say, we can chase a championship and, be in that conversation. That's a every day, every week, every month, commitment, not just me, but every single teammate, every single coach in there. So that love of the game has to be there, because that gets you through some hard days, some losing streaks, some shooting slumps, like whatever it is, the love of the game has to be there.
Okay, I got to get your thoughts on this, because Tim also said, to go along with your 4,000 tonight, that Steve tied Al Attles for most wins by a Warriors coach, 557, which I contend he's 32 short because he stole 32 wins from Luke.
Ah, yes.
How do you see it?
For those that I know, Lukey, he's in Detroit.
Yep.
We got to call him up and see if he once and for all will sign those wins over to coach from 2015-16 season.
I told him ask for some money.
That part. He'd get a nice payday to accelerate that record.
Final question for you. How important is it for you guys right now to win games, maybe where you don't play a perfect game or play a great game, but you still get the win?
Every win is important. The idea that we're chasing, not just our competition that we play on a nightly basis, but a standard for what it's going to be like to try to win a playoff series. So it is kind of cool that we can look and say we didn't play our best game. We had that rough stretch in the second quarter, but you look up and you win by 26. So we're elevating our standard on a daily basis, which is great. So just got to keep up that mission.
The ride's not done, but thank you for letting us be a part of it.
Appreciate it. Always, as at Warriors Vox.
Thank you, Steph.
Absolutely.
Congrats, Steph.
Yes, sir.
Warriors with a win.
130-104. Chemistry always important at this time of year. Both on and off the floor. Oh, sorry about that. We don't like to do inside jokes, but that one had to be said. Warriors outscored the Kings 66-42 from three. They had eight players in double figures. Curry's the only guy who played over 30 minutes, and that was 30 minutes and 16 seconds. So it wasn't a taxing game for them. And in half number two, the Warriors shot 64%. But just, you know, the fact that tonight, Sacramento, top blocking Curry,
yep,
keeping him out of the game, and Draymond Green, Quinton Post, they got the Warriors off to a good start tonight. Moses Moody. You know, guys just stepped up into Gary Payton the second. Again, guys just stepped up tonight and took away, you know, said, okay, you're gonna keep Steph from getting the ball. And Steph says, okay, I can be a decoy and set some screens. And they just took advantage of this. They led it wire to wire. The Kings threatened. Kings got back into the game after what I thought was a very flat first quarter and a half for Sacramento. But man, they just... again, another win for Golden State where they don't play great, don't play all, you know, it's not a game they're going to look back and say, wow, we were really good in this game.
Yeah.
And they still come away with a win.
Yeah, I think it was probably from about halfway through the second till, I don't know, 4 minutes into the third where they just hit a lull where the focus wasn't there. They weren't sharp like they were early in the game. They had some turnovers. In fact, I think, you know, documented, they turned it over six times in the last 5 minutes of the second quarter. That resulted in 10 King points. I want to say the first possession of this third quarter they gave it away too, where they knocked it away from Draymond, where he's catching it right over here in front of us near half court, and then they tightened that up a little bit, and that's really how the Kings got back in the game. They got to the foul line. Warriors fouled a lot in the third quarter, early in the third quarter, that let the Kings get to the free throw line. They kind of got going from three. Give them credit for that. But then a lot of it was just Warrior miscues that allowed them to build some momentum and get going a little bit. But once the Warriors, you know, tightened up a little bit and refocused, I mean, they were good to go. And the offense was just cooking tonight. 57-7 overall, 56-4 from three. They got anything they wanted wherever they wanted. And just as long as they showed a little bit of patience. I thought Kuminga was fantastic coming back. He didn't force anything. Flow of the game. Only took one three. Most of his buckets, if not all his buckets, were downhill, going to the rim. Got himself – oh, actually, I'm sorry. Yeah, he was 0 for 1. Yeah, I got the Collins mixed up. He's 4 for 6 from the free throw line. So he got to the free throw line, and that's another thing he can do that Butler can do. Right, they can get to the free throw line because he was their guy getting to the free throws. And it just kind of occurred to me, because you've mentioned this a couple of times, that since Butler's got here, the free throw percentage has gone up, the free throw attempts have gone up, the free throw makes have gone up, all that since Butler has come here. Well, it kind of coincided with Butler coming in and Kuminga not playing, because Kuminga was the guy that went to the free throw line a lot
right
when he was here, and he wasn't shooting a very good percentage. Now, we've mentioned it, that's kind of his next step, is being able to be a 77% free throw shooter, where you're going to foul him, he's going to go to the line, and he's going to hurt you. And that's something, you know, he's going to have to work on during the offseason. Just get to that free throw line, get yourself a routine, focus on one spot on the rim, and let it go, because he has the ability to be a guy that can get to the free throw line eight times a game. But, you know, he comes back, and his aggressiveness, downhill mentality tonight, you didn't notice him forcing anything. It was just everything kind of came easy to him. That really beautiful pass that he made could have gone up for a contested reverse layup. Instead, spit it out to Steph Curry for a three from the left wing. I thought he looked really good tonight, and so did they. I mean, they looked really good. And, you know, defense is going to be a little bit tougher Saturday night, because the Knicks are going to try to play a little better. Well, the Knicks will play a little better defense, I would assume. But like the Kings, they like to get up and down too.
Yep.
Like, these aren't your 2020 Thibodeau teams or your Bulls Thibodeau teams. These Knick teams,
or your
they
Charlie
go.
Charlie Ward Knicks.
Exactly. They go. I mean, they now Hurts won't be playing, but they still have plenty of firepower on that team.
Karl-Anthony Towns,
Ananobi, who had a really good game, or at least first half against the Warriors. in New York, Bridges, Hart. I mean, they got players. So Hurts is, Brunson isn't playing. They're still going to have enough players. So that's going to be a fun game, because where the Warriors are kind of trying to, you know, solidify the sixth spot and maybe get up and get a fifth spot possibly, the Knicks are kind of locked in right now at three. You know, I don't think they're going to catch the Celtics. They're too far ahead of them. I think they're far enough ahead of Indy and Milwaukee where I don't think they're going to catch them. I think they're kind of in that three slot, because you got the top two, the Knicks, and then a battle for that next spot with Pistons, Bucks, and Pacers, and then it drops off a cliff after that. But it that should be a fun game, because the homestand gets a little bit harder now. It's them. It's Denver. I forget who else is on it, but Milwaukee. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's going to –
the next three games are a bear.
Yeah, next three games get a little bit rougher. So I'm looking forward to Saturday.
So tomorrow night,
yep.
I guess if you're a Warrior fan, you're rooting for Denver, I guess, against the Lakers? Because you might, you know, the Lakers are
– I don't know that one matters.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have a tiebreaker on either of them, I don't think. Or maybe you have a tiebreaker on the Nuggets.
No.
No, okay. Like I did. No, I don't know that it matters much.
Rooting for Orlando against Minnesota.
Correct, yes. That's a given.
Cleveland against the Grizzlies. I don't think it matters that way. But you're rooting for Dallas against Houston. You want
yes.
Dallas to be Houston.
Correct.
And then,
yep.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the teams you got to watch out for.
Yeah, I absolutely. No, it'll be a good basketball night tomorrow night.
Hey, by the way, before I let you go.
Yep.
Last stat of the night here. Eight players in double figures. And the great Daryl Arata always on top of things. In the last 10 years, just from the Elias Sports Bureau, last 10 years, it's 10 seasons, the Warriors have had eight players with 10 points in a game five times, including tonight.
Eight players, you said?
Yeah, eight players in double figures tonight.
Wow.
Only five times in the last 10 seasons.
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Wow, how about that stat?
There you go.
Arada, Jamaica. Oh, I want to take. All right, let's go.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.